From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. It was another deadly day in Iraq. Car bombs in the Shiite holy cities of Najaf and Karbala claimed dozens of lives, and gunmen executed three election workers in Baghdad. The gunman escaped the scene. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is following events in Baghdad. Lourdes, can you tell us about the bombings in the south? What happened?
Well, the first one took place in Karbala at the main bus station this afternoon. The station was apparently packed full of travelers when a suicide car bomber rammed his vehicle into the crowd. He killed at least 13 people and wounded another 33. A scant hour later, another car bomb exploded in Najaf near the sacred Imam Ali shrine. Hospital officials there say the death toll stands at 47, with another 69 wounded. That blast took place during a funeral procession that both the governor and the police chief were attending. They were apparently unhurt. These were clearly coordinated attacks, and they did strike at the heart of the Shiite community. This was Karbala's second bombing this past week. On Wednesday, an explosion killed 8 people in what was an apparent attempt to kill an aide to Iraq's top Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani.
We had not been hearing much from the Shiite South lately. Last year, there were devastating car bombings in Najaf, and this year there was an uprising by the Shiite Mahdi army. Had life been returning to normal before this latest violence?
Well, Jennifer, it had. The last big upheaval in the Shiite areas ended in August, after the uprising by Muqtada al-Sadr ended. Since then, reconstruction had progressed, albeit very slowly. Law and order had been largely restored, and pilgrims had started to return to those cities. Now, the pilgrim trade is one of the main sources of income for Najaf and Karbala, because that's where two of the main Shiite shrines are located. So people were apparently beginning to feel more confident, especially with the elections approaching.
And why is it thought the resurgence in violence now?
Well, quite simply, the elections are coming up, and the Shiites, who make up the majority of the population, are expected to be coming out in force to vote. So this bombing is likely to be a warning by insurgent groups opposed to the country's first free elections. Also, it could have the effect of sowing ethnic and religious strife ahead of this crucial vote. A leading Shiite politician said after these bombings that the attack was designed to provoke revenge strikes against the Sunni community. Civil war breaking out is really an ongoing fear here. These attacks also come on a day when 3 election workers were killed in Baghdad by a gang of insurgents. So clearly, the elections are playing a big factor in this violence.
I understand more hostages also were taken today in Iraq. Do we know who they are?
Well, we do. 10 Iraqi hostages were taken. A video surfaced on 2 Arab networks showing them blindfolded. One of them apparently was wounded. They were working for an American contracting company. The insurgents, in a very familiar tactic, say that that company has to pull out of Iraq completely or these 10 Iraqis will be killed.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.